A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. During the Babylonian captivity, the exiles prayed, "Justice is with the Lord our God, as we today are flushed with shame, we men of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, and we with our kings and rulers and priests and prophets, and with our ancestors, have sinned in the Lord's sight and disobeyed him. We have neither heeded the voice of the Lord our God, nor followed the precepts which the Lord set before us, from the time that the Lord led our ancestors out of Egypt until the present day. We have been disobedient to the Lord our God, and only too ready to disregard his voice. And the evils and the curse that the Lord enjoined upon Moses, his servant, at the time he led our ancestors forth from the land of Egypt to give us the land flowing with milk and honey, cling to us even today. For we did not heed the voice of the Lord our God and all the words of the prophets whom he sent us, but each of us went off after the devices of his own wicked heart, served other gods, and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the corpses of your servants as food to the birds of heaven, the flesh of your faithful ones to the beasts of the earth. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. They have poured out their blood like water round about Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We have become the reproach of our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. O Lord, how long will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. And Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And for you, Capernaum, shall you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so first we hear the people of Israel and Baruch sit there and they're making their confession. Huh? Good confession, detailed confession. Now, what's necessary for all sins to be forgiven then and today is not just confession. You can confess all you want. It's not just to be sorry. You can be sorry all you want. It's repentance. Repentance is necessary for forgiveness. Huh? So we see that Jerusalem went up and down, up and down, up and down, like us. But we need to all be repenting. And the same thing happens when Jesus, the first part of the gospel, calling them to repentance. And then after he calls them to repentance, he's looking at his disciples and he says, "Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." And again, as we talked about last night at Adoration, that God lives inside of us. Jesus, the day you and I got baptized, became one with us. Again, the problem is we leave Jesus in a tabernacle and we get pious and holy and look how Jesus is inside. Jesus is in a tabernacle and we forget that you and I receive him today and Jesus lives inside of me. I become the tabernacle just as really. And so when Jesus says, "He who hears you hears me, he who rejects you rejects me," because we are the tabernacle of God. And we got to live that way. So, today, don't leave Jesus here. Take him with you. made sure you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as